Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again. Let's go in-depth with the people of Tulip Time.
Hi, I'm Bob from the radio station.
I'm Jerry Humble from Carterville, Illinois.
Carterville.
And my name is Louise Humble, and I am also from Carterville.
You just came from a concert upstairs, is that right, at the Pell Opera House?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Was that David Folkert's play?
Yes.
It was.
Well, what do you think?
Tremendous.
It was absolutely delightful. He is extremely talented, and it was just a marvelous experience.
A whole bunch of people just came down. Was it packed up there?
I don't know. We were on the front row watching him play.
I think it probably was about half full, which was good.
That's, well, it's what, 10:30?
Yes.
Yes, 10:30 in the morning.
Early in the day.
What was special about it?
For me, what made it special was that there was such a variety of music that was played, and he did it with such ease. But it showed the versatility of the organ, and I felt that was wonderful.
What I thought was neat was the fact that made me see what it was like to see an old-time movie with the music accompanying it. And he was watching the screen. He was not watching any music at all. He was playing by what he saw on the screen.
And that was fascinating.
And it was fascinating to see emotion put into the video. On the
think
screen.
He practiced?
Definitely.
A lot. Practiced
yes.
A lot, yes.
Yes.
Well, what do you think of Pella so far?
We are enjoying it so far. It is quite unique, and we find it delightful, actually. And many things being offered today and this weekend. We're here for the whole weekend, so it's...
So much we can't see it all.
Right.
So many things we don't have time to see it.
Well, have you been here before?
No.
So this is your first time?
Yes.
That's right.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't miss it.
That's right.
Right, it is.
That's right.
Yes, we came with a group of Airstreamers from over in Illinois, and part of us are from the northern end of the state and all the way to the end, southern end of the state. And we're all enjoying it. There's about 19 or 20 trailers.
Right.
Where'd you park?
Out in the Red Rock area, it's the county park, and I can't remember the name of it. But
all right.
Very, very nice park.
Yes, it is a very nice park. Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to go back home saying lots of nice things about Pella.
Definitely.
Yes, we will.
Definitely.
Yes, we will, for sure.
Well, what are you looking forward to today?
Well, lunch is next, but then after that, let me see. We're going to do the steel pans. I don't know when they are.
The flying pans.
I think that's Saturday.
Is that Saturday? I don't know. Today we'll shop and we'll look around a lot today to hope to do a city tour so that we can get a feel for the whole town and take it from there.
Well, I'm sort of in your way then, aren't I?
No, not at all. This
all.
Is all part of the experience, and it's a wonderful package. We enjoy it all.
Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, we've enjoyed it very much.
Great. Well, that's great news. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking us.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the people of Tulip Time.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you ladies from?
We are from Iowa City, the Iowa City area.
All three of you?
Yep.
I don't know.
All right. Have you been to Pella before? Well, and this youngster here, hi, how are you?
Yes, he is.
How old is he?
He is 4.5 months.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, coming to Tulip Time, 4.5
That's
months.
That's right. We got to start him young.
Are you Dutch?
I am Dutch.
Are you ladies
we're
Dutch?
We're not. No. We're just the sidekicks.
We just come along for the ride.
But isn't today and during Tulip Time, isn't everybody Dutch?
Yes. Oh, yes.
True. All right. Well, great. So is that really an important, a consideration to bring him because he's
yes.
of Dutch descent?
Oh, yes. Our family, I've been coming to Tulip Time since I think I was a baby, too. So it's just, and my great-grandparents came over here from Holland, and so they started the tradition, and I'm just so thankful.
And so are they Did they live in Pella?
I think my great grandparents did, and then my grandparents live in Pella. They're no longer living now, but my aunt lives in Pella now still, and my mom and my aunt will be here this afternoon on the past Queen's float. So some queens.
So did you go to Pella?
I did not. My mom, she moved away from Pella, so I didn't get to grow up here, but I did go to Central College. So it brought me back.
All right. Well, very good. Now, I know I've got a lot of listeners now wanting to know your name.
Oh. Well, my name now is Julie Tweet. My mother was Andrea Vermeer Balmer, and my Aunt Mary is Mary Vermeer Borg.
Okay, very good. All right, and so you young ladies, you haven't been here before. What are your impressions?
I went to college here, at Central.
So you know.
I know.
Already.
I've been here.
Yes, and this is my fifth Tulip time, so now it's a tradition that the group of us come every year just to hang out. So.
Well, and so then you know. So then you don't mind waiting outside in the long line.
Absolutely not. It's completely worth it.
Well, very good. So are you going to bring more friends next time?
Oh, yes. We like to spread the love, tell everyone about it.
Bring everybody.
Yeah,
and your
true.
Favorite parts?
Shopping in the market, maybe, and watching the parade.
Yeah. Eating our way.
Agreed.
Well, if you've been to so many different Tulip times, I bet you really appreciate the weather this time.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's a perfect day for Tulip time. Everyone should come.
For sure.
I just had to stop you two. You're having too much fun. So, are you from here?
Yes.
You grew up here?
Yeah, we've been here since, first grade.
I've been here forever. She's been here since first grade. Yeah.
And your names are?
Mandolin Holmes. Hannah Cutler.
So, you've been to so many Tulip times. What's special about them for you?
I don't know. The town gets a lot more lively during it, and everything's really happy, and there's all the new art and stuff. And I think it's really cool that people can come and appreciate a shared culture, even if it's not their own.
Mm-hmm. And so, what are you going to be doing today? Just wandering, or
definitely visiting West Market. That's my favorite part.
What do you like about it?
Just all the vendors and all the things people make.
And they're from all over the world. I just met a young man from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool that there's something in our small town that can bring people from so many different places.
Well, how old are you?
16. I'm 17.
All right, so still in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what are your big dreams, your plans?
Go to college? Yeah. I want to get into some sort of creative industry. I'm not sure yet.
Who knows where you'll end up?
Yeah, who knows?
Don't know.
Maybe here?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Probably not.
We might come back, though.
I'll visit.
Yeah,
come for Tulip time.
All right. Thank you very
much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with the people of Tulip Time.
Mr. and Mrs. Scolte, how nice to see you.
Well, it's wonderful to see you too, Bob.
It's been, 150 years
or so? It has. Everyone's been telling us we're well-preserved, and I guess that's probably true.
Well, I love the parasol, Mrs. Scolte.
Thank you. I need it to stay period correct because they don't allow sunglasses with Dutch costumes.
I see. All right. And so do you have fun playing these roles?
We really do. It's fun. We've, played the Domini and Maria in so many shows, and we know so much about them that it's fun to be able to talk to people about them because there's a lot of people that don't really know the story.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, a line or two from the play or anything?
Oh, my. Now you're taxing us.
No?
You just tell those stories.
No. Yes.
You wrote the play, Tom.
I did, but it's been a few years since we've actually produced it. Yeah, I think the fascinating thing about the Scoltes were that he, here you have this couple, and he was such a mix of talent and ability. He was an art student who then became a very successful businessman, and then became a pastor last. And so when he came, he was really uniquely suited to do all of the things that were required to build a community out of scratch. You know, he had a head for law and for business, as well as being a spiritual leader. And we also realized, too, that Maria, in her love of beauty and music and the humanities, really imprinted on this community, not only just the commerce, but the parks, the beauty, the art. Pella owes a lot to this couple.
Wendy, she was very special, Maria.
Yes, she was very special.
Yeah, what do you most appreciate about her?
Well, you know, I think Tom just said it. What I appreciate the most about Maria is what she brought to Pella. And, you know, when she was alive, I think she was misunderstood by so many because she was raised in a different class. And a lot of the common, more common people in Pella didn't know what to make of her and left her a little lonely, I think. And yet through all that, she continued to do art and she continued to play the piano and sing and do all the beautiful things and help build the parks and insist on the beauty. And I think it's one of the reasons that Pella is the most beautiful town today.
Now, if the Sculties could see Pella today, right now, where we stand and walk with you, what do you think their impressions would be?
You know, I think that the Domini would be amazed and proud of the community that this has become, because I think that in many ways this is exactly what he planned it to be. I don't think that there's a lot of surprises. I think he may have been surprised by just how much we've clung to our Dutch heritage when he kind of wanted the folks to let go of it and become fully American. But otherwise, I think he would have enjoyed it.
And yet, we are fully American celebrating Dutch now, which I think he would totally appreciate. I think that now we're looking back as Americans and saying, oh, we appreciate where we came from. And I don't know that Maria would have any great revelations. She'd be thrilled that it was still beautiful.
Thanks to the people of Tulip Time for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.